Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day. It is already the end of September, the 30th, and we are in the clubhouse. And our guest this morning, Bob Bupka, coming in, the voice of golf talk sport and host of the Grill Room Golf Show at the President's Cup. Alex Nakajima, PGA and the general manager, Kapalua Golf and Tennis. Century is the sponsor of the Tournament of Champions, and there's some new exciting stuff planned for this year's Century Tournament of Champions. Jose Gonzalez, a board member of Links to Freedom Golf Foundation, he'll be joining us talking about the foundation as well as what he's doing with vets in Puerto Rico. Bill Cuevas, reviewer of golfball.com, joins us. Claude Brousseau, master PGA, director of golf, Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course, and of course, Golf Channel lead coach. All of these magnificent people joining us in the clubhouse, and you'll be with us as well, of course. So first, let's thank the people who make all of this possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Okay, we're going to wait for a couple of seconds for the wonderful one and only Bob Bupka to call in, the voice of Golf Talk Sport, and that's indeed what he's doing. He is on radio stations across the United States and in the UK. I want to tell you about a couple of tee times available. At Volcano, there's an 8:36. If that's too soon, there's a 10:10 and an 11 o'clock. Makalei has an 8:40, a 9:30, a 10:20. Poipu Bay, an 8:50, a 9:40, a 10:20, and guess who's playing? Don't tell anyone. Martin Short is the VIP at Poipu Bay. I saw an absolutely fantastic picture yesterday from Shaka Golf Clubs on Maui. They were taking, or on the Big Island. They're all over the place. You need to check them out. It's a gorgeous shot of Poipu Bay. Beautiful golf course. If you haven't played, you must. Kapolei has an 8:37 and an 11:37. Royal Hawaiian Country Club here on Oahu, an 8:36, a 9:20, a 10:40. Makaha East, another beautiful course. Absolutely fabulous view. 9:30, 10:30. Kahili course on Maui. That's where Claude Brousseau is teaching. He's got his Maui School of Golf, Golf Channel lead coach, and also, of course, a master PGA. And he's Aimpoint certified, and he's a Vision 54 coach. There's a 9:10, a 10:10, an 11:40. You got to have a lesson with Claude. Wailea, the gold course, has a 9:41, a 10:38, and a fabulous 11:40 as well, or 11:14, rather. Then we've got on Maui Nui, the golf course on Maui as well, they've got the Arita Paulson Engineering Group, and they are all going out this morning, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, Bob's not in yet, so we're just waiting for Bob Bupka to give us a call, Janice Self. Maybe Rick Gray can give Janice a call and remind her that Bob is on now. You know, we're playing the President's Cup, and it's the most magnificent, absolutely beautiful golf course, the Liberty National Golf Course. I think it cost $250 million to build it. It's not because they put $250 million in grass. They had to clean up a rubbish pit first, and that was very expensive. And check after check after check was written to create this golf course with a magnificent view of the harbor, New York City, the Statue of Liberty. Gosh, it's inspiring, and it must be inspiring. The President's Cup team, the U.S. team, is so far ahead, and it's almost, you know, another one of those embarrassing moments. 11.5 to 2.5. You know, if the U.S. team wins today, it's all over, and they're just going to play singles matches. So dejected some of the team members look. But we do have some good news. We're catching up. Kevin Chappell and Charlie Hoffman, all square through one. Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, all square through three, which means they're even at this point if you don't follow golf that carefully when it comes to match play. Daniel Berger, Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas is the defending champion over at the Century Tournament of Champions. One up through two. So Johnny Vegas and Hideki Matsuyama has been so cold. I mean, the poor guy's been freezing cold. It's hard to see somebody, you know, they're winning six times around this year. He was on this last year, this time, was it this year or last year? Bob Bupka knows. Bob Bupka is the voice of golf, talk sport, and he's the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Danielle. A very exciting week here in Jersey City, of course, the Hudson River, actually. Like we both know, Atlanta, Manhattan, that's the beach, shadow here. A magnificent sight. I doubt there's ever been a golf tournament in Hester, Danielle, with a better backdrop than we've been this week.
We're having some problems hearing you, Bob. Do you think you might be able to give us a call back in? Try to dial in again. That would be fabulous because you're cutting out and you have such a magnificent voice. I don't want to lose the Bob Bupka opportunity, that deep voice and all the insight that you have. So Bob Bupka's going to call back. Okay, so Hideki Matsuyama, as I was saying, he was on fire last year at this time. He won six times. He was so strong and everything was going his way. And then, you know, now it's like he can't hit a shot. And it's weird, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing about golf that makes it, life is very strange. And that's one of the things that Hideki Matsuyama is dealing with. So we're watching as the U.S. team, 11.5 to the Europeans, 2.5. I mean, it looks like it's a blowout, you know, and that's a shame because we want competition, but it's fun to watch these guys play. So Bob Bupka is back and he is at Liberty National. I was talking about how much it cost to actually build this course. Bob, I mean, it's a beautiful view of the harbor, the Statue of Liberty. It's so inspiring. It's pretty pricey to make it all come to fruition, wasn't it?
Well, it's pretty interesting when you dig into that story because initially it came out that a gentleman that founded Reebok and sold it and is worth over $1 billion, Paul Fireman is his name, and the cost to construct this was $250 million, and everybody said, well, he can afford that. But we went down one layer further, and what we found out is there was a super fund available for projects that would clean up toxic waste dumps. So the taxpayers really built this magnificent golf course for Mr. Fireman, and he's enjoying the fruits of his labor. He was inspired to do it. You got to give him credit for that. He had a vision. He followed through on it, and now it's a magnificent golf course. It's really a very pricey one to be a member. A lot of zeros attached to the number for the initiation. And even going another layer further, this hasn't been said anywhere, it'll be first time on Daniel Tucker's show. I would venture to say within 10 years, there's going to be a casino on this property.
Really? Wow.
But, well, we are in the state of New Jersey, not
yes,
too far from Atlantic City. So.
I get it, but I mean, this is a members. So would the, you know, like regular you and I be able to go, Bob, to this casino?
Well, you would be able to go. Yeah, you could go anywhere. Whether they would let me in, that's the real question. Now, the casino would be open to the public. you know, it'd just be a regular casino on, you know, like there are many of them in the United States, in Connecticut. Foxwoods has a big casino. They also have a tremendous golf course. So it wouldn't be uncommon. But this is in the future. We'll have to wait and see. Right now, we're trying to generate some excitement for this President's Cup.
Yes.
You know, it's not competitive. And, you know, when you boil it down, Danielle, the situation is simply that, you know, the first six players on each team probably highly competitive between them. But when you go 6 through 12, the talent level drops off significantly on the international side, and that's why the U.S. is able to dominate like it is. I mean, there is a distinct possibility that this could be over today. And can you imagine the horror at the PGA Tour if they have four singles matches to be contested tomorrow with the outcome already decided? Certainly wouldn't make for great television.
No, exactly. And, I mean, the Ryder Cup belongs to the PGA of America. The President's Cup belongs to the PGA Tour. Sometimes I think the PGA Tour created this to help the... Why did they create the President's Cup, Bob?
Well, when you look at the PGA Tour, they're probably the single most powerful organization in the world of professional golf. However, the five biggest events in the world of golf, the Masters, U.S. Open, the Open Championship, the PGA Championship, and the Ryder Cup, those are easily the five biggest events in the world of golf. The PGA Tour has nothing to do with all five of those events. So they said, come on, let's come up with an idea. This was Tim Fincham's baby. So he said, let's have a President's Cup. And this is what we have. One great story that I often forget about, Danielle. I remember in 1994, standing down on the first tee. I was in Manassas, Virginia. And on the first tee at the same time was Tim Fincham, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Bill Clinton, and George Bush Sr., all right?
Yeah.
And myself.
Wow.
So the first question is, what's wrong with that picture?
How did you get in?
Second statement is, I am standing next to President Bush Sr., and they're making some announcements on the tee, and all of a sudden... I feel a slight poke in my rib, and he's elbowing me in the rib. Now I'm petrified. Here's the past president of the United States elbowing me in the rib. I'm saying, what did I do wrong, or what am I going to say? But he leans over, and he says, isn't this a name dropper's paradise? Myself, are you kidding me? You're a former president of the United States. If you think it's a name dropper's paradise, what do I have to think it is?
See what I mean? I'm Bob Bupka, voice of golf, talk sport, and host of the Grow Room Golf Show, has the inside on the inside. Hey, I was talking about Hideki Matsuyama being as cold as ice. For some reason, you know, this game is so mean. For a while last year, he was the number one, the best player on the planet, not necessarily in rankings, but in the number of tournaments won. And here he is, you know, he can hardly hit a shot. Yesterday, he was having a hard time. But now, Jonathan Vegas and Hideki Matsuyama have a one-up through two lead over Daniel Berger and Justin Thomas. So there could be some life in these guys. But let's talk a little bit about yesterday. Now, I didn't get to see this, and they didn't do a lot of replay. Did Jordan Spieth really whiff a ball in the sand and fall over down the bunker?
He did. matter of fact, I think it was Johnny Miller calling the play-by-play action and said something along the lines, this is a very difficult shot for Jordan Spieth. Oh, wow. Did you see that attempt at hitting the golf ball? He looked like Bob Bupka falling into that bunker.
Well, I'm glad he didn't get hurt, but that must have been quite something to see. I think it's available. There's a 14-second clip somewhere out there, probably going to be re-aired and re-aired in social media. How about the interesting celebration? Mickelson and Kisner were paired yesterday. Any comments about that weird celebratory dance, the two of them? Is there a story behind that?
Well, I think Phil Mickelson has spent more time preparing for this President's Cup. Nothing to do on the golf course, nothing to do on the driving range or the putting green, but simply getting lessons on how you do these new handshakes and how you do these new chest bumps. Because, you know, when he started playing, and he's played on 21 consecutive United States teams, there was no such thing as, high five, low five, touch elbows, touch heads, or whatever these handshakes are. They're way beyond any comprehension that I have. But he's with Kevin Kisner, who's really proven to be quite a talent. Kevin happens to be a friend of mine, mainly because his daddy, Wayne Bach, who received a lot of conversation a while back because of the size of his calves. He certainly has the biggest calves of any caddy on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
But what people fail to realize is he's a very accomplished golfer in his own right. One of the most prestigious amateur tournaments in the United States is held at Pinehurst. It's called the North South Amateur. I mean, guys like Jack Nicklaus won it, Curtis Strange won it, and also Dwayne Bach, who caddies for Kevin Kisner, won it. And then he played several years on the Canadian Tour and became friends with Kisner, thought that his future would be a lot brighter being the caddy for Kevin than it would be to continue to play. And he's been paired up with Phil Mickelson. And Mickelson, just a short while ago, Danielle, said that he is getting so much inspiration from Kevin Kisner, because Kisner's a real bulldog, went to the University of Georgia, NCAA Player of the Year, a real fierce competitor, had an excellent chance at maybe winning the PGA Championship this year until the fourth and final round, but I think a major is definitely in his future. But, the dances and the, selfies and
yes.
All this stuff that every time that they say something on the air, I go to a little book that I have that says sayings of 2017 so I can look up to find out what they're talking about.
Gotcha. That's Phil Mickelson won 25. This is his 25th President's Cup match that he's won. That's a U.S. record. Beats Tiger Woods.
Yep. Yeah, you're right on the money there. He's won more points in the President's Cup than anybody in history. He's really a remarkable athlete and a remarkable golfer. He really didn't get the credit that he deserves. I mean, he did win 42 times. He's won five majors. But don't forget, he played the bulk of his career with Tiger Woods at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Eliminate Tiger Woods, and who knows what Phil Mickelson's record would be.
That's right.
And at 47, he's still extremely competitive. He's the fan favorite. His cheers are the loudest. People love to watch him play, mainly because, he's not afraid to take a chance. He doesn't take the conservative route. He'll play those crazy flop shots and, he's just fun to watch, and he has been that way for a long, long time. And right now he's playing some fantastic golf.
You know, when he decided to love Lynx golf courses and went to win the Scottish Open and then the Open, when he did that, it changed him. He became just a more approachable guy. It's just a sense I got. I've never met the man. How can I say this? It's just a feeling I had. I
didn't know you were psychic, Dan.
I'm in touch with universe, and I'm in touch with something really, really fabulous. I know you're going to like this. Century, of course, is the sponsor of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Is that not your favorite place to go?
It is my favorite place. to go, because I get to see one of the my favorite people in the whole wide world, a lady that has more passion broadcasting golf than any other female I've ever met, and her name happens to be, Danielle Tucker.
Well, my next guest is the general manager, Alex Nakajima, of Kapalua Golf and Tennis. And he and I are going to be talking about some changes that are going to be made at Kapalua on the plantation course for the visitors, for the spectator village, for the layout of everything, and having a five-year commitment to the Tournament of Champions. Bob Bupka, that means you're going to be coming back to Maui, to the Kapalua area, of course, for the Century Tournament of Champions for another 5 years.
Well, hey, count me in, and when you speak to the, what'd you say his name?
Alex. Alex, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, Alex, a friend of mine by the name of Bupka said he's probably going to be looking for a little bedroom to stay in when he gets back to Maui this year. You got any suggestions? He's one of the biggest promoters of the island of Maui in history. I go around the world telling everybody that Maui is the most fantastic place I have ever been to in my entire life.
Voila! He's listening right now, Bob. So,
I hope he's smiling.
Yeah, I hope he's smiling too. Bob Bupka, voice of Golf Talk Sport and host of the Grow Room Golf Show. Thank you so much for being with me from the President's Cup in beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Liberty National Golf Course. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back with Alex right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative, meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene, the home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, let's go, Maui. It's Alex Nakajima, general manager of the Kapalua Golf and Tennis, and, of course, that's Troon Golf, and, of course, it is the home of the Century Tournament of Champions, and come January, my 20th broadcast from the Plantation Course and the Century Tournament of Champions will be. That's amazing, 20 years. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, thank you very much, Danielle. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, it was so nice seeing you over at the Hawaii Golf Conference. It seems like it was yesterday. There's so much going on over at Kapalua. When you talk to me about, you know, let's just start with one place I have to go to check out, the women's attire, the apparel that I find in the Plantation Golf Shop. So you've got complete renovation going on there?
That's right. We're actually moving right now, this weekend, to a temporary golf shop within the clubhouse downstairs. And then we'll be renovating our famous golf shop for next 2 months, and then hoping to move back in on December 1st.
Wow.
So it'll be a brand new look.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, I'll see it in January. For the Century Tournament of Champions, they've made a 5-year commitment. This is fantastic for the future of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua.
I can't tell you how huge this is. It's not only for the Kapalua or Maui alone, but it is huge for the state of Hawaii. And it just brings so much exposure of the beautiful island. During the telecast of, you know, I was reading some material and marketing recap, but it's 66 hours of Golf Channel coverage. I don't think there's anything else in a sporting event out of Hawaii that will showcase this much of Hawaii, the Hawaii beauty.
I don't think there's any sporting event anywhere on the planet that gives that much coverage. It's fantastic, and it extends from Maui, then it comes to Oahu, and then we have it in April with Elote. Golf is a magnificent way to feature the islands, the beauty of the islands, the vignettes they do in, you know, during breaks. They'll take us, let's go whale watching, or let's go to Mauna Kea, or let's go see the volcano. You know, it's wonderful, all the breaching of the whales, the fishing that's available, and so many of the golfers that come, these professional golfers, some of them are avid fishermen, and I'm thinking of Mark Rolfing, whose home, of course, is on Maui, right? You're also looking for volunteers for the Century Tournament of Champions.
You know, when we were talking about it, last year was my first tournament really hosting the pros and the organizing the event. I came from Princeville, Kauai, but it really requires a lot of people's effort. 460 people, that's the number we like to get to. And then, in a small community or island, on the first week of January, it is difficult to find. But, you know, you're going to get so much out of it by volunteering. You'll, of course, you meet the pros that are the champions. And then it's just a great way to be part of the festivities during the holidays and the tournaments when the excitements are happening here.
Yeah, it's special. And I know that we need on-course marshals, ShotLink laser operators, and ShotLink walking scorers, and they need past ShotLink volunteers for the walking score position. On-road transportation, on-course transportation, and, of course, admission and information. All of these people are volunteering, and that creates money for the charities that benefit. So it's not only good for the economy, you know, just shops and restaurants and hotels and clothing stores like yours at the Plantation Course. It's good for the charities.
It really is good for the charities, and I think a lot of charities, beneficiaries are relying on this and looking forward to the event. But we need everybody's effort to pull this off, and I encourage you to look into it if you have the time or if you'll be on Maui around that time. So look forward to speaking to all of you.
There is a place to go to. It's pgatour.com/tournaments/Century Tournament of Champions/volunteer. Or just do what I did and Google Century Tournament of Champions volunteer and you'll go straight to that page. All right? And it's a lot of fun. On-course marshals help people move around through the course. If you're a great driver, maybe you've been a taxi cab driver or a limo driver, that would be perfect for on-course transport, on-road transportation. And you can also get in touch with adriana.fisher@gmail.com and get in touch with her about the volunteers. So this is fantastic. It's a wonderful way. The Plantation Course and the Century Tournament of Champions being able to be so close to the players, you really get to watch them play. And the course is large and it's gorgeous and it's a beautiful walk. It's a great day out on the golf course. Now let's talk about, if you don't mind, what were you going to say? I'm sorry, Alex.
No. The unique part of this tournament is, we only have the chance at the tour winner. The field is about usually 32 to 34 players. So you're going to see these top players, athletes, up close, side by side, and they're really relaxed during this tournament compared to some other events that are, hundreds of people are playing. So it's a special tournament, and I encourage everybody to see it.
Yeah, it is special because, as Alex Nakajima, the general manager of Kapalua Golf and Tennis, just said, it is winners only. So you are seeing, the FedEx Cup champion. He's the defending champion. Justin Thomas is going to be there to defend his title, and then he comes to Oahu for the Sony Open. So absolutely fabulous. It's just 93 days away, just 93 days away. So make your plans to be there. In the past events, there's been you come up to Kapalua, you park your car, then you're shuttled over. One of the volunteers is driving you, if you're just going to go as a spectator, and they drive you up to the top of the hill, very close to the clubhouse where the pro shop is and all the clothes. And then you get out, and then you would walk down into the area by the first tee, where they had this spectator village. It almost looked like sort of a Days of Yore sort of festival. It was really quite amazing. It had a great look to it, but there's something even better happening now. Tell us what the changes are.
Yeah, we're trying to change the layout of how people enter the facility. This tournament, once again, is a small field, 30-some players. So once the player tee off on number one, it's you don't see the players coming back until the ninth hole by the clubhouse. So we're letting the spectators drop off on the second hole, which is the entrance to the plantation course. And the minute you get off, you'll be walking up to the second hole, which is a par three, and these are the televised holes, number one, number two. And then immediately you'll see the players coming in on playing on the number two, and then you'll get to see the tee shot on number three, also number eight coming in, number nine tee shots. So you have actually four shots at your location that you're looking within the 50 yards, and we're relocating Spectator Village to that area. So you'll be right in the heart of the action as the minute you walk off the bus.
I do too. I like it because as soon as you drive up and drop off, of course and then you go through the spectator vision again. You are a volunteer and you are helping people come through and you're passing out the brochures and telling them which way to go and you meet a bunch of really cool people. So that's what a volunteer does. One of them that would be for admission and information. You can volunteer for that position. And then you just follow. You're right inside with everything, all the different things that are available to you to purchase inside the Spectator Village. That's where all the licensed merchandise will be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So the retail area, the retail tent will be near the 18th hole. But once again, after you start watching from number two, number three area, eventually the spectators and players will work their way back towards the back nine. And later in the day, that will be number nine, number 18. That area will be the hub of the action. So we're expecting everybody to come up near the clubhouse, and then that will be where the retail tent will be, where you find your butterflies.
When you find your butterflies, every year you do special butterflies. I have a collection. I have a hat that has my collection of special butterflies from the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Kids 18 and under, free. Free admission for active, retired, and reserve U.S. military and their dependents. That's a wonderful thing that you do.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we want everybody to come out. And then, we want to help to grow the game. We encourage all the juniors to be out here, too.
It's wonderful. There's also an opportunity to play in the Pro-Am, and there are Pro-Am entry spots still open. What do you have a list of all the things that you get if you want to be in the Pro-Am?
You know, I don't at the moment, but normally it is, of course, you know, after you enter the Pro-Am draw parties and then the, you know, celebration after the tournament, a lot of swag gifts are part of it. Also, you know, invited to play the Bay Golf Course also the day before the Pro-Am. So a lot of things will come into this package, and you know, we'll have more information on the website. If you're interested in participating in the Pro-Am.
The Pro-Am, yeah, that's going to be fun. I remember Clint Eastwood when he was still playing golf. He'd be there. Yes, I know. You never know who's going to show up for a Pro-Am at Kapalua on the Plantation Course for the Century Tournament of Champions. Must have been fun talking with Bill Coore. He was here in August?
Yeah. We brought Bill Coore, the architect of the Plantation Golf Course. You know, everybody knows Ben Crenshaw, but Bill Coore is a partner who is who's designing golf courses and building golf courses around the world. And Bill Coore and Crenshaw, I believe, did about 20 to 25 golf courses, designed that many golf courses. And this is one of their first, designed back in 1990 and opened in 1991. So it's been 26 years. And I brought Bill Coore back last month, and just wanted to hear what the design philosophy was and how over the years we changed the golf course. Because you can imagine, you know, throughout the 25, 26 years, we changed the bunkers, we changed the mowing lines. You know, the tour might have expected some, you know, narrow fairways for the players. Or TV, expecting some way to, you know, cut our grasses. So, you know, I just wanted to hear from him what the process was and how we matured over the years.
Yeah.
So it was a really good educational session to walk the hole by hole with Bill for last month.
Yeah, because if somebody comes in, like TV or whomever, and says, we want to do this and that, and you can say, well, the golf course is actually designed this way because Coore and Crenshaw wanted it to be such and such, and can we kind of keep it the way it was intended and still accomplish what you need to do? So that
absolutely. You know, of course, the tree's gotten bigger, a lot more shade issues, but Bill Coore, what he said was, you know, we have the wind thing, the grain and the slope, and that's why he created a big, big fairways. This is one of the widest fairways that you'll see on PGA Tour or anywhere in Hawaii or, you know, West part of the United States. So he wanted to create a big landing area for tour players as well as the resort players, and then let the roll and the wind, you know, release the ball so that it's a much playable golf course.
May the trade winds blow for us, Alex Nakajima.
It sure does. It sure does. And
yes.
That's part of it, right?
Yes, that's it. We need that. I want to thank you for being on the show. This has got to be the first of a couple of conversations, at least, that we have leading up to the Century Tournament of Champions. It's in January, starts on the 3rd, and if you would like to volunteer, you just need to just Google Century Tournament of Champions volunteer, and you can get right in. You can also get in touch with adriana.fisher@gmail.com, and the ShotLink laser operating is, you're trained, so don't be, bashful about doing that. Training's on January 2nd. If you're a ShotLink walking scorer with past experience, they need you to volunteer for the Century Tournament of Champions, where youth 18 and under are free, and free admission for active, retired, or reserve U.S. military and their dependents. Thank you, Alex, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha. Look forward to seeing you soon.
We'll see you soon, indeed. And we're going to get to Jose Gonzalez now, a board member of Links to Freedom, a golf foundation. Jose is also helping vets in Puerto Rico right now get what they need. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And Jose Gonzalez is Links to Freedom veteran board member. Yes, he's a vet. He has been a Marine, so he is always a Marine. Semper Fi, welcome into the show, Jose.
Semper Fi and aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You served as a Marine for how long?
20 years.
20 years. Then you decided to retire, and where did you go from there?
I retired and stayed in California for an additional few months, and then ended up getting a job here in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., and that's where he is now. Have you ever been to the Congressional when they have
I have not yet, but I'm looking for maybe this next time that comes up, I'll be lucky enough to get there.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be there. I've watched, you know, when Tiger Woods had his events there for his foundation. Jose Gonzalez is Links to Freedom veteran board member. Links to Freedom is a foundation supporting the mental, social, emotional, and physical rehabilitative needs of wounded warriors, disabled vets, their families and caregivers, Gold Star spouses, and their children. It was created by Steve Greiner, PGA, the 2016 PGA Patriot Award recipient. Greiner created the model, the programs you've heard of supporting and helping wounded warriors, the models that all of them are based on what Steve Greiner came up with, aren't they?
Yes, they are, yes. And, he started it way back when, about 2008 time frame, and you know, through his dedication and his love for the country and our veterans, he just felt that this is something he needed to do.
Yeah, fabulous. And I just heard, I saw on the website, that the first annual Links to Freedom golf tournament is happening in Utah. We have a lot of people in Hawaii who are related to people in Utah, and it's you can register at linkstofreedom.org. Do you happen to know which golf course or which city it's going to be played in? It's okay if you don't.
Right now.
Yeah, that's all right. I've just sprung this on Jose Gonzalez Jr., who has just called in. You know, we've got so much, and I feel for it, and I know that Hawaii really understands the things that are happening in Puerto Rico. Maybe not. Maybe people on Kauai understand what's happening in Puerto Rico, because Kauai got hit by a Category 4. And just as I was talking with one person the other day, there was one freshwater spigot, one. And that's everybody came and lined up to try to get water after Hurricane Iniki came through and wiped out Kauai. Some hotels were never recovered. You know, the Coco Palms never recovered. They haven't even done anything with that one. So what's happening now, you have vets in Puerto Rico. How are you helping them, Jose?
Right, so, you know, as folks may or may not know, there's a lot of veterans that, you know, from Puerto Rico that served in all the wars. And so what we're doing is part of my job in D.C. at the VA is I'm part of this White House Initiative hotline where veterans can call in and lodge a complaint, ask for medicine, meet an appointment, whatever the case may be. And so part of being, because I'm bilingual, they put me on a triage team to redirect phone calls that come in from Puerto Rico or actually from loved ones in the United States that know of their family member who's a veteran that needs medicine or needs some help. So we'll go ahead and triage that, and we'll get to the folks that are on the ground that work for VA there in San Juan, and they'll get dispatched to go help try to get that to that veteran and get them what they need.
Wow. I understand that transportation, you wait maybe 12 hours if you're lucky to get fuel. Everything is in such scarce supply right now. How do you get your guys mobilized to go help somebody in these various places?
Right. So the VA has an operations center that we have, and we're in constant communications with those in San Juan at the VA hospital there. And then the folks there on the ground, it's not something that's immediate, but it's something that gets worked on and get to those folks as the calls come in and we get them what they need.
That's wonderful, because that's the biggest problem is communication. There's no cell service. People, I've heard, get a little fuel and try to find a place where there is cells and so they can call their family members. And I just heard a one man talking about having finally been able to get through to his loved ones after 8 days, you know, to let them know
right.
that I'm alive. And to not be able to be in touch, being able to know how to get in touch with you, Jose Gonzalez, do you have your phone number for anyone who may be here or hearing this so they can reach out?
Yeah, give me one second.
Oh, sure.
It's the VA's White House complaint line number.
Okay, you get that. Well, soon after retiring, Jose continued his service as a communication specialist for My Health eVet program at the Loma Linda Veterans Hospital in Riverside. And while in that position, he taught veterans from all walks of life how to utilize the MyVet eVeteran system to better manage their healthcare needs. So now, you know, he was offered this position and accepted it in Washington, D.C., at the Department of Veterans Affairs headquarters, and he's currently certified as a mid-level program project member for the federal government. Of course, he also works with Links to Freedom, and that's what Steve Greiner does. I was lucky because I was in D.C. to see what Steve Greiner does and to see the people who come together for his. He has driving a bay, so you go on the driving range, and then he's got a putting area, and there was, if I'm not mistaken, there was a short game practice area, and
yeah.
we all got out and we went to those different places. And I met so many wonderful people, and so many people, but they didn't look like they were wounded at all. You know, a wounded warrior is not necessarily someone without a limb. That just is obvious. There are many
right.
wounded warriors, right, Jose, who you would never
yeah.
know they're wounded.
Yeah, indeed. So not only do we treat the folks that have the physical disabilities where you know, they may be missing a limb or something like that, but also the folks that have traumatic brain injuries or PTSD and things of that nature where those are the invisible wounds of war. And so, yeah, we take care of those people as well.
Yeah.
And also, one thing that we, you know, we kind of do that's kind of unique to our program is the fact that, you know, we also bring in the family members and the folks that take care of these wounded warriors because, you know, they go through things as well. And so we get them together and we make sure that we teach them the game of golf and they share camaraderie with other families. And it just becomes one huge family.
Yeah, and there's something really unique about how golf in this environment, the way there are groups of people, but golf is an individual sport. So you're not dependent on each other to operate as a team, so you're solo, and I think a lot of wounded warriors feel a sense of being alone, and yet they want to be with people. And it's hard
right.
to be alone and be with people. That's not a party scene.
right?
But you have, when you're doing it as a golf thing, you know, whatever the golf thing is, there are all these people and they've got something to do together without actually having to talk to each other necessarily. They can choose to be silent or be apart, but it's all happening around them. So there's a really
right.
healing thing about that. That's what I felt when I was there. at the Links to Freedom experience I had with Greiner at Belvoir.
Yeah,
that was great. That was really great. So did you get a chance to get that hotline number?
Yeah, we have the hotline number here. It's 1-855-948-2311.
Okay, I want to write that down, so say that again.
It's 855-948-2311.
Excellent. 855-948-2311. And that'll get you to the hotline, and somebody will answer the phone. You give them
right.
What information? What information do you have to give them?
Right. So we have 23 agents that are answering the phone, and right now it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Come October 15th, it'll be 24/7. But you call up, you give us the veteran's name. If you have any more information as far as phone number, where they're at, you know, even if it's not dedicated to Hurricane Maria, if you're just a veteran in need, you give us a call. Give us all your information, what your issue is, and we'll triage it and get you an answer for whatever that issue is that you're having.
That's awesome.
That's our promise.
This is Jose working on the White House VA Complaint Hotline Initiative. And because of Hurricane Maria, he's been assigned as part of the triage team at the VA to help veterans on the island get the help they need. And that number is 855-948-2311. It's awesome to hear that that's what you're doing. Now, when you work with Links to Freedom, how do you get involved in that program?
All right, so we're basically, you know, as a board member, we're out there trying to get recognition and trying to raise funds. And during one of our events that we attended, one of the things that I also do is try to get our veterans that have completed the Links to Freedom golf program is get them opportunities to play in different events throughout the state and throughout the area here. And most recently I met up with John Dominic, who's one of the presidents of Serve Our Willing Warriors here in Virginia, and he asked, hey, can we get some veterans to play in our next golf tournament? And that's something that I can facilitate, and I've done that. And so we're going to be, come October 16th of this year, we're going to be sending some Wounded Warriors over to Serve Our Willing Warriors fifth annual golf tournament, where they put on a great event for the Wounded Warriors.
That's awesome. There's so many people working in golf and with Wounded Warriors. It's interesting to see all the different, you know, organizations that have come up. And with Steve Greiner creating that model for people to follow, it's so simple. It's what a PGA does anyway, you know. And
right.
And Steve Greiner, having had experiences with his own brain, he talked about it here on the show a couple years ago, you know, that he kind of has a better affinity for those kinds of things that you can't see but you know are happening to people.
Yeah.
And so everybody's very, very comfortable with him. And I really thank you very much, Jose Gonzalez. Links to Freedom, he is the veteran board member and on the board there and obviously doing a whole lot of stuff. I want you to go to the website, linkstofreedom.org, and check out the first annual Links to Freedom golf tournament in Utah. It's in October, mid-October. And, Jose, I just really want to thank you for being on the show and talking about what you're doing, the triage work you're doing for veterans in Puerto Rico, for family members who'd like to get messages, tell the Veterans Administration, hey, I have this person, I know they need this, and I don't know that they have that. And the number is 855-948-2311. Aloha, Jose. Thank you. Stay in touch.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Aloha and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. We're going to come back and talk with William Guibas, a reviewer of golfball.com, or four. He doesn't review golfball.com. He does reviews for golfball.com. And, he's the J.P. Wedge Ambassador. Imagine spending a day with J.P. and getting fitted. What a nice experience. Rock on. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422. Or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
The international team is showing some life today. We've two up through five. Leading is Jonathan Vegas and Hideki Matsuyama over Daniel Berger and Justin Thomas. Anirban Lahiri and Siwoo Kim are one up through three over Kevin Chappell and Charlie Hoffman, who says he'll never miss a President's Cup again. And Mark Leishman and Brandon Grace, they got to get their act together because Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson one up through three. Now, if you really want to get some competition, watch some golf competition, you've got to tune into, on Golf Channel, the women, the LPGA. They're playing in New Zealand. And Baylen Mozo is a 15-under. Brooke Henderson is one back at 14-under. Brittany Lincecum and Ji Jiang are 11-under. It's quite the leaderboard. It's an international leaderboard, if you will, as international as the international is playing in the President's Cup. Let's go now. Bring in Bill Quibus. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bill.
Aloha, Danielle. How you doing?
Excellent. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. I was reading at golfball.com, and then I saw that you sent me this link to J.P. Wedge, Ambassador Titleist.
Yeah.
Wow, what a phone call that must have been to get invited to do this.
Yeah, it was a long time in the making. We didn't know what they were doing with him. I've been a fan of his from when he was just working out of his garage, and I have my very first prototype. I still have it in my office. I refuse to play with it. And, once they took him away, it was like we didn't hear from him, see him. No, it's just like they took him away and put him in a different place of the earth, and they just had him under wraps for a very long time.
He just needed a rest.
Yes.
Recharge his batteries, you know, get inspired.
Oh, yeah.
Get inspired, right? So yeah. What is the story with becoming a JP ambassador with Titleist?
Well, I guess it was the four of us that they chose. We all have history with him, and we were basically big fans and supporters of his one way or another. When he was working out of his garage before the president of Titleist decided to visit him in that garage and offer him a job and take everything from his garage and give him his own place.
Mm-hmm.
So once that happened, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We just knew that, you know, he was gone. That was it. So when I got that call and he's like, you know, it's time. They're gonna cut everything loose and I want you to be part of it. You know, I was speechless. You know, he's like a legend for me, and you know, to be part of it. And but the worst part, I think, was keeping it quiet. We had to keep it quiet for months. So after not hearing about it for years, now all of a sudden we know what's coming, and now we can't say anything. We're just on standby. We knew we were going to Carl's band. We knew, you know, they were going to do X amount of things, but we had no knowledge of anything else.
So you had the J.P. Wedge fitting experience. Give us the, you know, give us the play-by-play. How did that develop?
Well, he has this cart. He has a special J.P. cart that he made. He fabricated it himself. And they have this camera. It's a super high-speed camera. They're using TrackMan and all kinds of highly sophisticated stuff. I think the camera was like $500,000 that tells you the angle you're coming in at, all kinds of stuff. So I actually found out during that fitting when he did it, because I kept telling him, these are the clubs I have. And when I was fit previously, I was 2 degrees flat. He goes, you're not flat. You're coming at 64. And after swing, after swing, after swing, after swing, we found out that I was coming in totally normal, regular 64-degree attack angle, and the clubs that I've been playing with were fitted wrong for me.
Wow.
Because I kept complaining. As a matter of fact, I complained one time, and I posted on social media to the Golf Channel and on Golf Fix, and they actually looked at it and said, oh, you're coming in steep and blah, blah, blah. By the time we finished, within 2 or 3 minutes, we changed the heads. He goes, put me in 64-degree. I wasn't taking that divot. The divot was gone, and the ball was spinning backwards. It was doing all kinds of crazy things that I've never done before.
That you always wanted it to do.
Oh, yeah, especially the first one when I hold it out. I mean, it spun
wow.
back a good 12 to 15 feet, and it went right in the hole, and I started screaming and running around like a little girl. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I've never done that before. I've always wanted to. I only see it on TV, but I actually got to do it, and it just kept happening. I just kept spinning the ball back and getting the shot. And, I mean, I use them now. They're in my bag, and they are phenomenal. It's like throwing darts with them. I mean, it took me to a different place that I've never been in the 10, 11 years that I've been golfing.
That's wonderful. Now, when you want to control it, can you?
Yes. That's the beauty of it. The beauty is you can actually control it. I mean, he had, since the program has gone into place, we were the first four, you've had other companies, you know, manufacturers of golf equipment that actually have gone and done the fitting. And that speaks volumes of your own peers and your competitors are actually going to get fit by you.
Yeah.
So, and they're posting it on social media. So they're not trying to hide it. They're not doing it. They're promoting it. They're like, hey, this is for real. So, I mean, if your competition is going for you and say, hey, you got a product here and this man knows what he's doing, that's tremendous.
Well, some people are just above all of the, you know, being categorized or being a Titleist, a TaylorMade, a mm-hmm. Callaway, whatever, a Ping. You know, you're just brilliant. And some people
yeah.
are brilliant at putters, and some people are brilliant at wedges. And some people's wedges feel better to others than others. And that's the beauty of this game. Everybody's got their own feeling. Some like the feeling of this thing. And, you know, it's kind of fun when you can go down to a place we've got here called Roots and Relics. And, you know, if you can feel, you know, look at it and feel it and swing it a little bit and see what it does. I'm not sure if Roots and Relics has a place where you can actually hit so you can feel the swing. But that would be the perfect place. You know, that's, I guess, when you went to the PGA Tour Superstore, we don't have one of those, you know. We don't have a,
oh, yeah.
Can you try out everything at the PGA Tour Superstore?
Yes. Well, they have two types of fittings at the PGA Tour store. When you go to that one, you could have, you know, walking in, you can go and get fit. Maybe they'll have 50 to 100 different shafts. When I did mine, I had thousands of shafts.
Wow.
I had numerous. I mean, I had one-on-one. That guy concentrated on me and only me. It was like, hey, I got to go help this customer real quick. I'll be right back. Try this one. It was one-on-one. I think it's normally like 45 minutes. They don't rush you. We took about an hour, four different heads, I'd say about four or five different shafts on every single one. It kept getting better, and that's how I knew he was good, because as he learned me, he never tried to adjust my swing and say, oh, do this, do that. He kept giving me the equipment for me, and by the time I was finished, I was plus 25 yards, and I have that club, and it's amazing, even better than hitting it on the simulator and seeing the difference. It's incredible. You know, the amount of distance that I've gained, I guess the consistency as well as the confidence. Now I go up there and I go at it. I don't just try and baby it and try to place it. I just go at it, and it really works now.
I'm curious, you've been playing golf for about 11 years. You took it up mm-hmm. and got hooked. When do you think, in your experience of that 11 years, that you were really ready to be fitted? Or were you ready from day one?
I wasn't. Well, I don't think, I really didn't know much about the game. I didn't know about the fitting. So I just got my first set of clubs literally 3 days after I hit on the range. I went and bought my first set of John Daly golf clubs from Sam's Club. I didn't know any better. And then I got fit. I believe I got fit about a year later. I got fit, you know, after hitting the range and playing on an executive, you know, the par nine courses.
Yes.
Everything was par three.
Yes.
I played those for a while. And then my friend said, okay, you're ready for the golf course. And that's when I got fit. And it was different. It was different than off-the-shelf clubs. And, you know, as I got clubs that were, for me, you know, cut down a half inch or in between stiff shaft, they have to be tipped a little bit, you know, quarter inch from the bottom. So I'm really player-specific on what they need to do for my clubs.
Now you are.
Now I am.
Yes.
And I believe when you're properly fit, it opens up all kinds of stuff. Confidence. I mean, I love the game, so I don't care if I shoot 100 or 70. I don't care. But when you're consistent and you're doing really, really well, and you can just keep doing really, really well, it brings a whole new light to the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it sure feels better shooting 70 than 100.
Yes, absolutely. It sure does. It feels really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I was curious, Golf Pride Align Grips.
Yes.
What are they?
They're their new Align. They came out during the PGA show. And I got hooked on them. My friends tried them. Everybody that I play with actually has them on their clubs right now. They have this thing. It's like a bulge out on the bottom. So when you hold it, it actually aligns your hand perfectly every single time. The line just fits in between the base of your hands and your fingers.
Yeah.
So you know that when you grip, you have the same consistent grip over and over and over. It takes the guessing. Is my club square? Is my face this? Is my face that? You just literally grab a hold on to this thing, and you know that your hands are in the perfect position. Your face is square. You just got to line the ball the right way and swing away. That's a huge difference.
You just sold me on that one. I mean, anybody who grabs a golf club, unless they're playing every day or they've been playing since they were a kid, especially for people who are just starting the game, this is perfect because it's one of the biggest insecurities of golf. Am I holding this thing right?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that grip is important. It's super important. And that's when I went to my first lesson, that was the very first thing they taught, grip. Grip, 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 grip. But, you know, different grips are put on. If it's put on differently, you start looking and relying on that little dot in the front or the line and this and that. That takes all the guessing out. All you do is put this grip in your hand and it fits perfectly in the grip of your hand. It aligns it, and you just swing away. It takes all the guesswork out of it.
So golfball.com is where you can read William Cuevas. Bill, can I call you Bill?
Yes, always.
Yes.
Always
so,
Bill.
So Bill, so good. Bill Cuevas is a reviewer for golfball.com. That's where you find him. On social media, he is Golf Father. G-O-L-F, Father. A lot of fun. Find him and follow him. He's always doing something, finding something, and having a blast playing the game. I don't know how you find time with six kids. Your wife must be...
I'm lucky. Most of them are out serving the country or doing something good. All I have is my twins. I'm blessed with the two 15-year-olds, and that's where, if I'm not golfing, I'm with them. All the rest of my time is, you know, I try to do everything based around what they do. So I'm just blessed that I get to, you know, that freedom now. They're at the age that I can actually live a little bit for me too now.
That's awesome. Bill, thanks for stopping in the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me on, Danielle.
Aloha. Aloha. Guess who's next? Claude Brousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, director of coaching and development at his Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course on Maui, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative? Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
Help you sell Honolulu properties. Hawaii's full-service, set-free real estate experts. You save tens of thousands of dollars whether buying or selling. So what are you waiting for? Call 734-7355. Help you sell Honolulu properties. RB21072.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Feet up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. All right, let's go now to Claude Brousseau. He is on Maui. And boy, Claude, how are you this morning?
Hello, Ananyan. I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. And Claude's book is just about ready to drop. We can't wait to see it in and have it in our hands and be able to read all the tips from Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, Director of Golf, Maui School of Golf, at the Kahili course, and he's Golf Channel Lead Coach, and he's Aimpoint Certified, and he is Vision 54 Coach, so you definitely need a lesson with Claude. I'm looking at the score, or I'm looking at the President's Cup score, you know, and it's 11.5, I'm afraid it's going to be 15 soon, and to 2.5. But it's projected right now to possibly be, you know, I don't even want to talk about the projections, 13.5 to 4.5 based on where they're two up through six. That's Johnny Vegas and Hideki Matsuyama. One up through four are Yibon Lahiri and Siwoo Kim. Over, you know, the Daniel Bergers and Justin Thomas and Kevin Chappells and Charlie Hoffman, they're up against some formidable opponents. Dustin Johnson leads one up through three, so we're seeing, with Brooks Koepka, we're seeing some improvement on the part of the European squad, the international squad. They must be under a tremendous amount of stress. I was just reading one of the comments. Nick Price is the international team leader, and he's saying it's really hard keeping their spirits up. So playing under pressure, keeping yourself happy while you're losing, how do you do that, Claude?
That's a great challenge, no doubt. I think what one of the best assets for everybody who's playing golf is have what we call resilience. Golf, we've seen it before in different Ryder Cup events or even in tournament. It's never over until, you know, the last putt.
Yes.
So for the international team right now is, of course, it's a big challenge, but what they have to do, it's on every shot. I know it sounds like a cliche, but you have to play just one shot, forget kind of the outcome that it seems to be something impossible to do. But if you say, okay, I need to move that 2 ounces, that white little ball from point A to point B, and then you try to create some momentum with good shot after shot after shot. The issue here, Nick Price, the coach said, is if you look at the outcome too much, oh, we're so far behind, how we will get, you know, it's impossible for us to win, you're not at the task at hand to do your best swing on every shot.
So what now, go ahead.
Now, how you do it in what I call reality is the more physical you get into your preparation. What I mean by that is you kind of need to get out of your head and then find a physical cue that keeps you focused and, you know, committed on the shot at hand. So it depends. Everybody's different. For some people, it could be just take a long inhalation breath and then, you know, quick out. For other people, that could be just one guy on the PGA Tour, he lick his little finger. So that's what I mean, be more physical. It could be, you know, feeling grip pressure really, really tight, then feel it really, really loose and somewhere in between. That's what I mean by be more physical in your preparation for the next shot.
Interesting. So your breathing is very important because a lot of us under pressure, we stop breathing. And it's amazing how difficult that is to function well when you're not giving your brain enough oxygen, your body's depleted. But when you said lick the finger, is it a distraction from the mind? Is it a way of distracting the mind from the moment?
Exactly. You need to distract the distractor, and you need to move away from the too intellectual. I think it's David Stump that does that for many, many years. So it's something that changes your mind, and then it puts you in control of your mind. Under pressure, what happens is that we all feel that the brain is taking over and we lose control. In fact, human beings have control on their brain. So you need to get back that control. And instead of what I call, there is a huge difference between listening to that little voice that replay the same thing over and over versus be in command of what you're telling yourself. It's totally different. So you need to get back and take control of the sentence and you know, that's going in your brain.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when you say that, you got to get back to being in control. That's almost contrary to what people say is just go out and play. You know, just go out and be the game, be the ball, be the club, you know, and stop thinking about it. So that it's kind of a dichotomy in a way.
Yes, but I'm happy you brought that up, Danielle. It's all what I expressed prior is you need to do that not at the ball. It's before you go in the swing. Okay, so of course, you want to play, but if you're not playing that good and you feel under pressure, you put a lot of stress and tension and you cannot perform as well. So it's more kind of a, what I call the preparation before swinging. Of course, you don't have all what I stated previously in your head over the ball. Is you take control before getting over the ball. And then, I mean, the golf swing lasts 1.8 seconds. How many thoughts can you have in your head for that short period of time?
not very many. That's okay. Now, folks, this is kind of a Vision 54 mini lesson because there's the play box and there's the think box. And so you, like me, I am preparing for my show for several hours over the week. I'm constantly thinking about who's going to be on and how the flow of the show is going to go. And then I spend hours putting together talking points and the guests, what they bring to the table, like Claude Brousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, is always in front of me, director of coaching player development, Maui School of Golf. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, the name of his book. It's right here. But when I start the show, then I just have to go. And I have so many things in here that are never going to come up in the show, but I had to put them down, and that's what you do in your think box. You kind of think of all those things, and the more time you spend, you know, you shrink the number of things that you have to do, and then when you go play, you just let it flow. And I guess that's what you're saying.
Exactly. And I'm so happy that you brought that. Because golf, G-O-L-F, game of life first. Life throws you curveballs all the time. What happens is it's you have to be in control and be aware of your emotions. That's how you manage pressure. Meaning that, okay, let's say you take your car and you go to work and then you got a flat tire. You have the choice to be upset and blah, blah, blah. But if you have a game plan to say, okay, here's how I will manage it. Like you exactly said, when you prepare your show, the better you prepare, the better you will perform under pressure. It doesn't guarantee the outcome of a great performance. Especially if we go back a little bit on the international and the U.S. team. I mean, you do your best, but if the other player is better, that today, that doesn't mean that it's better all the time, but I mean today he played better than you. You don't have control on that. So if you want to manage your pressure, you need to focus on what you have control on. The better you prepare, the better you will be able to manage the difficult situation. I read somewhere this, and I thought that's applicable for all the listener of your great show, Danielle. We don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. It's Archilochrist, it's a Greek poet, he lived in 645 BC. So there is nothing really new in what we think you do as human beings. We just need to, I will repeat it, but
yes.
We don't rise to the level of our expectation. We fall to the level of our training.
Yes, so it's all about preparation. It's all about preparation. And then just doing it. You know, there are so many control freaks out there. There's a control freak in all of us, okay? There's the person inside of us that wants everything to work out exactly the way we have it planned. Because, you know, gosh darn it, I've been planning it so long, and it's going to work this way, and I'm really good today, so I'm going to duplicate that tomorrow, and I'm going to be the same machine. Oh, and you are not machines. Everything about us is different every day.
You've got that right. And the key point here is you want to develop a skill that is be aware of what's going on with your body, what's going on with your brain. Because when you're under pressure, your tendency will show up. Let's say when you're under pressure off the first tee because you think people look at you and watch you, of course they are, but they... You kind of need to block that, but let's say your tendency is hitting it left. But the more pressure you have, you know this will come out. It won't be a surprise if you hit it left because that, let's say, that's what Danielle does when she's under pressure. What you need to do is, okay, aim a little bit differently. Maybe, you know, change your grip a little bit because you want to make sure that whatever you do in the swing, the ball will go a little bit more towards the right. But this won't just happen. You need to practice that at the range. So, or let's say just another example. You feel extremely nervous and then your heart race and all that. So how can you practice that? Okay, go on, let's say on the putting, because I love the short game. Put one ball, let's say, 3 feet from the hole, take a $50, put it down there, no playing for that, and then just do a little bit of running on the green, get your heart rate up, and then go ahead and swing the putt. So that's how you make it really tangible on how you create pressure, because on pressure, your heart rate, you stop breathing. So if you do some jump just to get your heart rate, anything to put your heart rate up, and then go ahead and do the putt.
That's perfect because, you know, you can't just sit on a putting green or on the driving range and go hit a ball and then sit down and then hit a ball and think that you're actually going to duplicate the situation that you have when you're hot and tired. You've been walking for 9 holes and you're going into the next 9 and you're on the green and you need to have something going on with your body. Perfectly said. This is Claude Brousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, director of coaching and player development, Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course. His book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really insightful work today. Thank you very much, Claude.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible, Alan Nakata and Associates, folks who bring you need help. I need help to help your, you know, needs when it comes to the people who are nearest and dearest to you, and they're maybe getting just a little bit older. They can't do everything for themselves. They keep calling and saying, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And you got to work still. So for the people you love, while you prepare your job and go do what you got to do, Need Help can come and take care of them for you. The team will help you at Need Help. You and your parents avoid the problems before they come up, like you getting totally stressed out and they getting upset with you. That's Alan Nakata, and the number is 548-7526. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building or your warehouse or your showroom or your home project into artwork. Natural stones. specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, just one of the options. Aquapave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futurestone, only the best. Creative plumbing. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, it's a new build? No problem. A renovation? Sure, no problem. Certainly got a repair? Call Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors. 647-2956. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.